start things off as we do each and every week with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And it is the 91st PGA Championship at Hazeltine National Golf Club in Chaska, Minnesota. And after three rounds of play, your leader is a man who has 14 major championships and looking for number 15 today. Tiger Woods leads at 8 under par, 208 after rounds of 67, 70, and 71. Two-way tie for second. Y.E. Yang, the reigning Honda Classic champion, and Padraig Harrington, the reigning and defending PGA champion. They are both at 6 under par, two shots back of Tiger. You've got a two-way tie for fourth. Henrik Stenson and Lucas Glover, the reigning U.S. Open champion and the reigning Players champion, are both at 4 under par, 4 shots back of Tiger. And then you've got two men at minus 3, 5 shots back of Tiger Woods. Those are Søren Kjeldsen and Ernie Els. Alvaro Quiroz, John Rollins, Martin Kaymer, Ross Fisher, and Brendan Jones are all at 2 under par. And then you've got Stephen Ames, Rory McIlroy, Corey Pavin, Tim Clark, and Lee Westwood all at minus 1, 7 shots back of Tiger. But Pat, obviously the story going into today's final round, Tiger Woods has the lead. It was 4 shots going into yesterday's third round. It's 2 shots now going into today's final round, but he's had the lead all week long after starting off the week with a 5 under par 67. And Tiger Woods, 47 for 50 in his career, turning 54 hole leads into wins on the PGA Tour. 14 of those 47 wins are major championships. He's a perfect 14 of 14, turning 54-hole leads into wins in majors.
And you know, Rush, you hear, like, I watched the Golf Channel for 5 hours last night after the round, and I'm looking for any nugget, any something out there to make me want to say, all right, maybe this is the time that Tiger falters and blows that. But you know what? I don't – there's those law of statistics and things like law of averages that, hey, at some point he's going to blow one. Why? I mean, he might not. He might never blow – a 36 or 72 hole, or, you know, 54 hole lead in a major. It just might not happen. But what I think could potentially happen, I think before Tiger blows it, in other words, Tiger shoots like a 75 and just loses it, I think what would have to happen first is somebody is going to have to shoot like a 65 or Johnny Miller-esque 63 and beat Tiger. And it has not happened. It really has not even come close to happening in a final round, not only of a major, but I can't even remember a regular tournament where somebody just, you know, two, three, four shots behind Tiger shot like a 63 and beat him. I don't think it's ever happened. At some point, I think that will happen. I'm not a huge Tiger fan. It doesn't mean I don't respect the man or even completely understand what he's able to accomplish. A lot of it's not even understandable in the world of golf. But I'd love to figure out some way that Y. Yang or Harrington or Stenson or Glover is going to shoot 65 today. But it's one of those things, until it happens, it's very hard to make that prediction. I think all those guys have pedigree. They all have success in the game of golf. Harrington's won 3 majors. Stenson won the PGA's the Players Championship this year. Glover's won a U.S. Open. Y. Yang beat Tiger, not head-to-head per se.
In Shanghai,
even though that's a lesser event. So all these guys have had success, and in some cases even had success against Tiger. But, Russ, until somebody does it, it's going to be very hard to make that
Here's
prediction.
The deal. Best round of the week is 67. Tiger shot it on Thursday. Yang shot it yesterday. Don't see another 67, which would tie the best round of the week, coming on a final round Sunday. So, therefore, I think the best round we see today is 68. If Tiger shoots 68, 4 under par, that gets him to minus 12 overall. Don't know if he's going to go that low. So, let's say 11 under par total wins the tournament. 10 under par gets you into a playoff. As far as I'm concerned, it's a three-horse race. To get to 11 under par, Paddy and Y.E. Yang would have to shoot 67s, tying the best round of the week. So I think it's a three-horse race. There's a chance that all three of those players are in the final grouping. We're hearing now from the PGA of America that if they're not able to start today's final round by 8:30, with everyone going off of number one in twosomes, then they're going to go threesomes off of 1 and 10 at 11:50 through 2 o'clock. So there's a chance that final grouping is Tiger, Y.E. Yang and Padraig Harrington, if there's, and that's because of rain. There's going to be some rain today in Minnesota, and if there's a lot of rain this morning that delays the start of the final round, then they're going to go off threesomes from 1 and 10. And I think that bodes well for Yang. If Yang is in a threesome situation instead of a twosome paired only with Tiger, you know, he has a better chance of possibly shooting a 69 or a 68, but I think 11 under par today wins it. I think 10 under par gets you into a playoff, and talking those types of numbers, I don't see anyone except for those final three guys, Padraig, Tiger, or Yang, winning this thing.
No, and I think that's legitimate. That's logical. I still would not discount Stenson or Glover just because of who they are and you know what they've done in their career so far, that they have that kind of, as we talk about all the time on this show, pedigree, that they could do that. And the one thing I will say, if it does rain, like you're saying, and it rained last night during Tiger's press conference, it was pouring, that will soften the greens, and even with tougher pin placements, that should allow guys to take more chances and shoot at greens and have them hold. So you might see a lower score than 67 out there if those conditions are what ends up transpiring. But logically, like you said, it will probably come down to those last three guys, just because there are a couple strokes to four strokes ahead of the rest of the field. I agree with you completely. If it goes to a threesome final, I actually think it helps both Padraig and Yang, because the focus won't be completely on one of those guys,
right,
versus Tiger. They can maybe play off each other. One of them will probably blow up.
I'm thinking it's Yang. I mean, obviously we have a lot more faith in a Padraig Harrington in this situation, although we did see him somewhat blow up 1 week ago today in Akron, Ohio, when they were put on the clock at the Bridgestone. Potty ends up making a triple bogey 8 on the par 5-16th and basically handed that tournament last week to Tiger. I don't think that happens again today. Potty, I don't see him blowing up 2 weeks in a row, and he's won three major championships, including the PGA Championship this very tournament last year. So I really do think Potty is the player that gives Tiger a run today. I could see Yang, and obviously Yang won career victory on the PGA Tour this year's Honda Classic about 6 months ago. I think Yang is somewhere between even par 72 and 3 over 75 today.
No, and that's logical. Or he could take the other approach: no pressure on him at all. Nobody expects him. Nobody knows who he is, really, and go out there. I mean, Brandel Chamblee was saying, his swing coach was saying in the beginning of the week, he is going to win this tournament, and he's capable of shooting 67, 65 on the weekend. He shot a 67. So maybe Yang goes out there today with really no fear, no pressure on him, so to speak, and plays loose and, does what he can do out there. The one thing I will say about Potty is, just like you said, Russ, last week, Potty has had a lot of familiarity these last couple of weeks with Tiger, a lot. He's played, in the last group with him last week, even with the blow up on the hole. But the big thing there is he did come back after losing his 3-shot lead to gain a lead back on Tiger before he blew up. That shows you some internal fortitude on Potty's part. The fact is, he's won three majors. He won this. He's the defending champ of this tournament. He does have a lot of personal pride. And I think playing in the first couple rounds with Tiger this week, if it has lessened that sort of Tiger impact at all on a guy, it would be Potty, and he'd be like, all right, I know exactly what to expect. I know what Tiger's going to do. The key thing here, Russ, is not to be over awe inspired by what Tiger will do something today. He'll chip a ball in. He'll make a ridiculously long putt. And then you have to be prepared as a player to deal with that situation. Tiger can't win the tournament on one hole. It doesn't matter if he gets a hole in one on a par four. The tournament isn't over, and it's how you react to that. And so far in every major, when Tiger hits that defining moment, that's when everybody collapses. And Potty might be the one guy, when Tiger does do that spectacular thing, is able to still calm himself and play his game and deal with that as the round goes on. And we'll see.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, as we broadcast live this morning from Dye Preserve Golf Club in Jupiter. Final round of the Palm Beach County Golf Association Root Gel Mid-Amateur Stroke Play today. And, of course, also in Chaska, Minnesota, final round of the 91st PGA Championship being played this week at Hazeltine National Golf Club. First time in 7 years. Of course, the 2002 PGA played at Hazeltine when Rich Beam won over Tiger Woods by just one single stroke. So obviously Tiger, a good track record on this course, coming in second 7 years ago at the O2 PGA, and kind of a really a boring quote, quote-unquote boring round yesterday from Tiger. Two birdies, one bogey, the one under par 71. Not a lot of, you know, a couple of missed putts here and there that burned the edges. He could have easily shot 67, 68 if he makes just a couple of those birdie putts that really burned the edges and caught a lip and lipped out. I don't see him any worse today than 70. He's easily going to shoot a 200 par 70 today, I think. Because he'll probably make some of those putts that he missed yesterday. And I think, you know, Tiger's probably more likely to shoot 69, 68, something like that. And that puts you right around that 11 under, 12 under number. And, I don't see anyone beating Tiger today, Pat. I'm not going to pick anyone besides Tiger. I am picking Tiger Woods today. And, of course, we'll get to our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions in the final segment. But he's 14 for 14, closing out third-round leads in majors, closing them out to victories. I think he does number 15 today and ties Jack Nicklaus and Walter Hagen for 5 career PGA championships.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to disagree with you, Russ. Like I said, as much as I'd love to, you know, make that out-of-the-box prediction and say, why Yang or somebody's going to shoot 65 today and take this thing, until it happens, it's just very difficult to go against a guy. The odds are better that Tiger's going to increase his lead and win this thing by 6 than he is someone's going to give him a run for his money. But again, I love listening to Chambly and Nobilo yesterday on Golf Channel, because I do get a vibe from them every once in a while when they do think Tiger's struggling. And Chambly noticed some things in Tiger's swing. You know, he didn't hit as many fairways yesterday, did not hit as many greens, and the putting was a little bit off, and he still shoots 71. But par 4 Tiger's probably 69 or 70 any
right.
tournament he goes into.
Especially a course like this with 4 par 5s.
Right.
I mean, he feasts on par 72 setups, and especially in majors.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you do have to factor that in. So for Tiger to shoot 72 or 3 is like being 3 over par for him. So it doesn't really happen. But Chambly did notice some things going on with Tiger's head and dipping down and things like that. Now, if there is a little bit of a swing flaw emerging, Tiger's still going to figure out a way to shoot 70 to 72. He's just that good. But if that does happen, that does enable guys to make a run if they can do it. It's just no one, even when Tiger's got a C game, guys just don't make a run at him in the last round when he has a lead.
So Tiger Woods leading by 2 strokes going into today's final round, 8 under par, 208. 2 shots back in tie for second are Y.E. Yang and Padraig Harrington at minus 6. Final grouping set as of right now to go off at 2:45 Eastern Time, 1:45 Central Time there in Chaska, Minnesota. That final pairing would be Tiger Woods and Y.E. Yang, unless they have rain this morning over the next hour or so, in which case there will be threesomes off of 1 and 10, and that would make the final grouping Tiger, Yang, and Harrington. A ways down the leaderboard, Vijay Singh, who was paired with Tiger in yesterday's third round, shot a 3-over par.
Good round, Vijay.
75. Man, did he miss some putts.
Oh.
He missed a couple of gimmies. He missed about a 1-footer at number 6 and about a 2-footer at 17. He also left a 7-footer for birdie about 3 feet short on number 9. His putting stroke, if he could have just made a couple of 3 and 4 footers, he would have shot probably 70 yesterday. Instead, he's a 3-over par 75, even overall. 8 shots back at Tiger after being paired with the man yesterday in the third round.
Yeah, and this is another guy who we say, oh, he's had major success. He's won 3 majors. You know, he's older, so you figure, you know, he's not going to be overawed by playing with Tiger. He's played with Tiger a zillion times and goes out there and does exactly what you said, Russ. Looks nervous, looks tentative. You know, the one putt he hit, like you were saying, one of those short, it was like a 5-footer. He left it short and like on the amateur side, like you never see pros do that. That's a putt I make, like where it's a 5-footer and he leaves it like woefully short and on the wrong side of the hole. I don't know if that's nerves playing with Tiger, if it's just him getting older or what. But, I mean, that was really embarrassing. Vijay ought to withdraw today after that performance yesterday.
Some of the plus twos include Retief Goosen, Anthony Kim, Stuart Sink. Plus 3 players include Boo Weekly and Robert Allenby, the Jupiter resident. Jim Furyk is at plus 5. And Phil Mickelson, in only his second start back after being out for 6 weeks with his wife, Amy, fighting breast cancer. He made his return to the PGA Tour after a 6-week hiatus last week at the Bridgestone. So his second week back, Phil Mickelson is at 8 over par overall after rounds of 74, 74, and 76. So Phil, understandably struggling this week, not able to get any rounds even close to par, and he's plus 8 overall going into today's final round. And that is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service breaks, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.